We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just like
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
Yes. 12, 13, 14.
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, 15-minute morning show has taken off. Please put your seatbelts on, seats in the upright position, and tray tables up. And we will let you know when it is okay to recline, unbuckle to go to the bathroom like Diamond has to.
I do.
And put your seats down so you could, the tables down, trays down, whatever.
Is it weird that I always, like, every time I do the 15-minute morning show, it's like, I have to go to the bathroom.
To say you have issues is like an understatement.
Pass gas.
But it's like every time I put it out there, I go, hey, Diamond, do you want to do the 15-minute morning show today? You're like, sure. You're very gung-ho, ready to do it. That's what we love about you in this company. Because you're like, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Here's the downside.
Okay,
every time she enters the podcast studio, first words out of her mouth are, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. What?
It's bathroom time.
Yes. Is that your schedule?
Yes. Like, around 9 a.m.
It is her schedule. I can test to that.
Well, that voice right there, if you're like, hey, who's that magical voice? That is intern Deborah.
Hello.
Deborah, like, let's get it straight right now. What do you prefer to be called?
I guess Deborah. I guess that's what I'm used to.
Teachers. No. This is very important.
Oh, what I like.
If we're starting your media career as of, you know, before when you're on the air with Elvis, what are we calling you?
Maybe Deborah Kate.
Deborah Kate.
Ooh, that's power.
Okay. That's a power.
Deborah Kate.
Power move right
Paula
there.
Carla Murray. I'll be Deborah Kate.
Oh.
Name dropping too.
Okay, I like it.
And
I'm
I can
here
see
for
that
it.
The autograph, a little DK.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. I hit the mic. Sorry.
A big the D with the K right next to it, or the D with the K in it. Yeah. You know, whatever.
The K in it. The K in it. I like that.
Yeah. Deborah Kate. There we go. See. So now we got to get used to calling you Deborah Kate. But don't be a pain in the ass when we call you Deborah, and then you're like, it's Deborah Kate.
Got it.
All right. I'm just saying. There are some predecessors where you would call them by one name, and they were like, that's not my name. Carla. All right. So, 15-minute morning show up and running. If Diamond runs out of here, we know what she's doing, obviously.
You know why.
So, Deborah, this is kind of like, you know, you're at your internship, and part of your internship, as you know, you're supposed to do projects. This is what we call a pop quiz.
Oh.
You're in charge of the 15-minute morning show.
Okay. Yay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the 15-minute morning show. I'm Deborah Kate. Emphasis on the Kate. We're with Diamond and Garrett. Welcome.
All right. I'm going to take the reins back just for a minute.
That was good.
Did you get a little nervous?
Not really.
So you look red.
When I said you're in charge, you were just like, all right, I got this.
I was a little taken aback, but once I started talking, it was pretty good. I like talking, so it was easy.
So let's talk about something that happened this morning. Diamond was on the air talking about some of the, what the day is. Like, you know, today is Human Rights Day, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she did something that not a lot of artists nor people tend to do. She was on the air and she was talking about Human Rights Day. And she got flustered. You got flustered a little bit, as we all do.
Yes.
I do the most, probably. I'm the king of fluster, King Fluster here. Mm-hmm. But you did something, I think, unique, and I think a lot of people kind of respect it. You stopped, you called yourself out, and said, you know what? Let me start over.
Yeah.
As opposed to kind of like forcing it through and going,
I hate that.
I get it, but a lot of people do it because they feel like, you know, I can't mess up. I got to keep on going.
But no, but if you don't stop, you continue to mess up.
I remember watching, I think it was like American Idol in its like heyday back on Fox, like a contestant literally stopped live on TV, mm-hmm. you know, millions of people watching and started over again.
Oh, like top 25 contestant?
Well, like I think top 12 contestant.
Oh, wow.
But still, I got respect for that contestant that did it. I don't remember their name and I'm sure I'm going to get, don't at me, whatever. but I remember them stopping on the piano and saying, let's start over, and then started over. But you kind of did the same thing, and I respected it.
Oh, yes, I had to, especially when, like, Elvis is staring you in your face, and then you realize that you, like, I don't know what word I stumbled over, but it just didn't feel right, and I think I could see it in his eyes. I'm like, let me start over.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, like, you know, come, give me a second. Let's woo-saw, and then start over.
Is it weird that a lot of people are talking about your boyfriend, Samuel?
Yeah, it's creepy. First of all, did someone mention that today?
Yes.
Really?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Oh my God, where was I?
Or maybe it was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Maybe it was yesterday because we didn't want to give Samuel a big head. I remember that.
Oh gosh.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday.
I don't remember the conversation. My sister texted me about it today.
Maybe she was listening to you know, it's funny. A lot of people listen to
yesterday's
the
show.
On-demand show thinking they're listening to the show today. But yeah, surprise.
That's
no, you're not.
So weird. I don't remember this conversation. I think I'm bugging out.
Don't bug out.
Am I losing it?
Start over. Woosah.
Woosah. It's time for a nap.
And go for that again. What's the plan for the holidays? I mean, we're about 2 weeks away from what we call the Christmas Hanukkah vacation.
I love it. What are you doing? Because I'm not doing anything. I'll probably be working.
Christmas is more of a just stay home. That's not a vacation time, mm-hmm. at least for me. Deborah Kate? Do you go home?
I just go to, like, I visit, like, family, a lot of little kids, things like that. So it's not really relaxing, but it's nice to see people and catch up.
Yeah.
Little kids?
A lot of little kids. I was the only little kid until about, I was 10.
Santa Scary just walking in the studio.
With gifts.
Oh, my God. Look who's been on the nice list. You get a present. Oh, Diamond, I sincerely give you this Fujifilm Instax Lee Play camera.
Wow, I'm so excited. Speaking of the holidays.
Oh, Garrett, you've been a good boy, too.
Sitting on Santa's lap, this is awkward.
Here's a Fujifilm Instax Lee Play for you. Oh, no. We have someone on the naughty list.
Deborah, Kate, Deborah, Santa, we now call her Deborah Kate. She wants to be known as Deborah Kate.
Deborah Kate, you get nothing!
That's awkward.
You know what? Get out, Scary.
It happens.
He is the creepy Santa. He's that creepy Santa at the mall.
And he definitely leans over your shoulder like a creepy Santa, too. It's funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of holidays, this is going to be cute to use.
Yeah, shout out to our friends over at Instax with the mini Lee Play camera.
I love it.
One year I got an Instax from our friends and I decorated the tree with it.
That's so cool.
You're welcome. Trademark, so I have to sue you if you use it.
Well, I'm definitely going to use it. Pinterest. So let me prepare.
It is very Pinterest. Right?
I like it.
That's really cool.
All right. So, I'm staying home. Deborah Kate's seeing friends. Now, being a poor college student that you are, what do you do on the holidays on the gift front? Because obviously you make, you know, pennies here working for us as an intern. Do you have a job on camp? What do you do?
I'm the editorial assistant at a newspaper. Like a regional newspaper. So it's like...
What newspaper? Shout it out.
The Aquarian Weekly. It's like New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
All right. So you go to school, mm-hmm. you do that, and you come here.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. So like, what's the limit that you would spend? Like, is it one of those things amongst family? You know, all right, mom and dad, $50.
That's
you know,
fair.
Brothers, sisters, 20.
Lucky me, I'm an only child, so I really just have to buy gifts.
So all the attention's on you.
Yes, but that means that I get all the money to spend on who I want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I usually buy gifts throughout the year. So
That's smart.
So that I buy when I have money and I see things. So I've had some people's gifts since like April. I have no problem with that. But
thank you, Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, with, like, my mom, I'll spend, like, up to, like, $150 on her.
All right.
I have no problem with that with my mom.
Well, Diamond, why the whoa?
Whoa, because, like, in college, I couldn't spend that much.
Well, but she has pretty much two jobs.
Right.
Okay, but in my defense, I always buy her something that I could do with her.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's also a gift for me. So this year I bought my mom Jonas Brothers tickets. It was like an early...
What?
Her mom really likes the Jonas Brothers.
I'm sorry. I will call BS on it. There's no way your mom is a big of a Jonas Brother fan.
Tell him the story. Tell him what your mom said.
So my mom swears that she was a fan first because without her going to Target and like buying the CDs, I would not have been a fan. So I was like, you know what? They reunited. I wouldn't be a fan without her, apparently. So I went and I bought her tickets.
Is this what you're telling yourself to justify you buying Jonas Brother tickets?
She knew every single song. She was rocking out. She took so many videos. She was absolutely fangirling. She is like, oh my God, I love them. Like, she loved it.
You understand, outsider looking in, how selfish this gift seems.
Yes. Okay. Also, in my defense, though, she asked for this. When they were going on tour, she was like, you better not go with your friends.
Were you in a dream when she asked for this?
No. I mean,
Diamond, would you? All right, so you don't know Deborah Kate from a hole in the wall right now.
No.
Let's just pretend.
Okay.
And you're just, you know, let's just say you're sitting down. Maybe you're at Starbucks and mm-hmm. you're looking at gifts and you're like, I don't know what to get my mom. Mm-hmm. Deborah Kate goes, well, you know what? I got my mom. And you go, what? I bought her Jonas Brothers tickets that I can go to the concert with.
This wee gifting situation.
Yes.
I wouldn't believe her.
I understand the wee gift and I understand the experience. That's great. But on the Jonas Brothers, hold on. Scary.
Oh, I'm back.
My God.
So, all right. So you meet Deborah Kate for the first time and you asked, hey, I don't know what to get my mom this year for Christmas. Deborah Kate goes, oh, I got my mom
Jonas Brothers tickets.
Do you believe her? She bought Jonas Brothers tickets just for her mom alone and not because she wants to go?
She's wee gifting.
Yeah.
That's not even a gift.
That's a her gift, and her mom gets to go along.
Yeah. Yeah, that's BS. That's not a real gift.
It was a real gift.
No, I understand. The reality is you bought tickets. I get you did it. I'm not doubting that. I'm just doubting the fact that that's a real gift. I mean, that's bogus is what it is. I think you still owe her a present.
You owe your mom a present.
Tell him. Okay. Tell him.
No, my mom is a massive Jonas Brothers fan. Like I was saying before, without her apparently going to Target, buying these CDs circa 2006, I was in kindergarten. I'm not going to Target by myself. I would never have been a fan.
That'd be weird. I'll call
the
police.
That's what her mom said to her.
Age approximate. How old's your mom?
Like 50s.
And she's a Joe Bro fan from way back, from the 2006s?
100%.
Also, okay, in Deborah's defense.
Oh, yes,
mom,
attorney Diamond.
No,
yes.
Because Deborah and I sit next to each other all the time.
Okay.
We work together.
Yep.
Deborah has told me that her mom is also a huge Billie Eilish fan.
Oh, my God, she loves her.
Okay,
so,
hold on a sec.
It's
right, okay, but no, okay. Even that said, attorney Diamond, even those two things said, and those are truths. The gift means she gets to take someone else, not you.
So if your mom, so wait, oh no, here's the question. So now if your mom goes, I want to take my best friend, Susie. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I have no problem with that.
Nope.
You sure about that?
But, are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm getting nervous. Your hands are shaking.
No, I don't have a
problem
with it.
Stop badgering the witness.
I have no problem with it because it is a gift for her. It's a band that she loves. And also, yes, do I want to go? Sure. But I could go with my friends, but she said, no, don't go with your friends. I want to go. She did say that when they announced the tour.
I understand the mother-daughter experience, the bonding. You're not selling me on I got her a Christmas gift, Jonas Brothers tickets, I get to go. I think that's the ultimate.
I gave her both tickets.
That's the ultimate cover.
I put them in a card and I gave
You're
it to her.
You're bad. And that's why Santa didn't bring you a We Play Instax.
No, but I saw the Jonas Brothers, so I'm okay.
Mic drop moment.
I cannot do this.
So, Diamond, if your mom goes, who's your mom's favorite artist of all time?
Mary J. Blige.
So,
roll my big eyes. I can't.
Well, who's your favorite artist of all time?
Beyonce.
All right. So you get tickets. You give your mom Beyonce tickets.
Mm-hmm. It would be my dad in this case because he's obsessed with Beyonce now.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, it's funny. It's super funny. Oh, well, actually, okay. I don't know. My dad has said multiple times that he wants to see J. Cole in concert. So I was thinking, like, the next tour, I'd get him tickets. But
J. Cole's not your favorite. Beyonce's your favorite.
J. Cole's my favorite rapper.
So J. Cole or Beyonce, which show? J. Cole and Beyonce are doing a joint tour.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's really role play this one.
Okay.
You buy tickets for you get three tickets. Odd number of tickets, which is weird because there's always that extra seat.
Right.
Your mom, your dad go. You give them the tickets. You give them three tickets, but they don't invite you.
Listen.
Are you okay with that?
Hell no. Are you kidding me?
But it's a Christmas gift. It's a gift.
Well, yeah, that's why I wouldn't gift them anything.
No, you did. You were so sure. You were 100% sure.
But if they want it, you're like, oh, I want to give it to them because you know that they are interested.
I'd probably cry. My 25-year-old self would cry. I'm sorry. Because it's just like, I'm your child. You're not going to think about me.
Deborah Kate, would you cry if mom said, I'm going to the Jonas Brothers concert with Deborah, my other friend Deborah? She has a friend named Deborah and a daughter named Deborah now, too. It's weird.
I would be upset. I don't think I would cry because I would just hope that I get to go and see them.
But you can't go. You can't go. You spent all the money.
I have no money left to connect with
them. Yeah, you spent all the money because it was a Christmas gift.
I would know that she's having a good time because she's a fan.
Oh, please.
If she went and she was like, oh, I know one song, I would be mad as hell.
You would have to FaceTime me the entire time.
You have to live this Hallmark Lifestyle Channel life that I am missing out on.
No.
I don't know. But all right. So let us know. Tweet us or Instagram us. Deborah, what is your Instagram quickly? 10 seconds.
@ Deborah Kate X.
All right. And let her know if you believe her or not that she really got the Jonas Brothers tickets for just her mom and not just her.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here, and with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast. We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.